The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
A Connecticut boy got an unpleasant surprise when he woke up to find a skunk in his bed. How horrible would that be?
Terrible. Terrible.
Let me ask this question briefly. What's the stinkiest thing you found in your bed? What's the stinkiest thing?
I'll tell you, I already know.
You found in your bed.
Oh, yeah, the number one answers.
Number two.
Number two. Mm.
Number one answers, number two. No, yeah, man, the most disgusting foul thing ever was when my kids were in Florida and pooped in the bed.
Oh.
They pooped right in the bed.
Were you in the bed with
them?
Oh,
yeah, because I was in bed with Rowan. And he just pooped all in the bed.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's the worst. Dude. That's the worst.
Probably the stinkiest thing in my bed was Lou's butt.
Oh, Lou. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes he gets a stinky butt.
Oh, really?
Like, oh, your butt stinks. Let's go clean it.
Yeah, Jameson has what we call wet farts.
Oh,
my goodness.
Occasionally, depending on what he eats, and they smell.
You know what it is? It's his little tiny anal glands.
Yeah, that's their releasing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's not even like a fart. Yeah, it's just a little.
It's like, because dogs have the same thing as a skunk in them.
Yeah, so like when they mark their poo with these glands, I think.
Yep.
But little Jameson's letting loose.
Yeah, we did one on my pillow once.
No, that's it.
You can't get the smell out.
No, that's it.
Little Bitties likes to show off. All the time, her butt. She's always like, I'll have a cute moment with her, like petting her head, and then she's turning around. She's like, how about that?
Happy cat.
I'm like, Jesus. Bitties, be a lady. God damn.
Yeah. It's my butthole. That is my butt.
That's what it's like. Yeah. We'll be having a cute, tender moment. And she's like,
their tails are not designed to hide stuff.
No. Let's look right into it.
Yeah.
What's the stinkiest thing you found in your bed? 1-855-954-6969. So this 13-year-old woke up in his upstairs bedroom and there was a skunk that had climbed into bed with him. I guess the skunk got into the house when it climbed through a hole in a trash can, and then someone actually brought it inside. So they have no idea how the skunk found its way upstairs into the boy's bed, but of course no one was happy about this. They got a call at 6 in the morning. Animal control arrived to find a horrible smell of skunk, which carried throughout the whole house. Mm. The family had, by that time, got the animal out of the house on their own, but they say the smell, they just can't get out.
Yeah, it's a hard thing.
Waking up and a skunk's in bed with you, because you're going to panic, right? And then it's going to spray.
Once it sprays, that's it. Burn everything to the ground.
Yeah.
Stinkiest thing you found in bed, 1-855-954-6969. Riro, hello.
Hey, how's it going? I believe in the Les Bassador.
Good. The Les Bassador lives. So what was it for you?
I have a toddler, and he was teething. And anybody with children knows that when they're teething, it comes with fever and diarrhea.
Mm.
Well, we had him in bed with us, and I woke up in the middle of the night with something warm and sticky on my chest.
Oh, my God, on your chest.
On your chest? He diarrheaed on your chest?
Yeah.
I was holding him, and he gave me a Cleveland steamer right through the dice.
Oh, my God. That's awful. God, that's awful.
I think any parent has had that happen at least once.
No, though. I've never been pooped on.
You've never been pooped on?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't in bed, but I had Zane on my shoulders in Mexico, and he had just had a swim diaper on, and he had diarrhea, and it went down my back.
Oh my God. I just saw a picture of that on Facebook. Some poor dad. Poop all down his back.
Oh, Christ.
Aiden still laughs about it to this day because he's the one that saw it. I think he was only like 6. Zane was like 3.
Oh, yeah. God.
Maybe not even.
He thought it was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Zane was a toddler. They were even younger than that. But he thought it was the funniest thing ever. But I was like, I still can smell it when I think about it.
Oh my God.
So hot and warm.
Oh.
This one, spring blur.
Don't touch a kid.
Spring break in Florida. I woke up to find my girlfriend had puked in her sleep. Partially digested spaghetti.
Not the spaghetti. Gross.
Spaghetti.
Gross.
Yeah, I can't handle that. Human fluids, I just...
My brother dropped all his cheesy nail clippings on me when I was sleeping. I woke up to the pungent smell of foot cheese.
Jesus.
Your brother's a butt face. That's a horrible man. Brittany, how are you?
Good. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Stinkiest thing you found in your bed?
So it wasn't in my bed, but I had woken up to screaming, and when I come out of my bedroom door, I live in the basement, it smelled like my house is on fire. So I ran upstairs to make sure everyone was okay. My dog had actually got sprayed by a skunk and made its way back into the house, and it smelled like my house was on fire. The smell was so pungent. It took 3 weeks for us to get it out of the house.
Yeah, I've had that happen too. Yeah. It's horrible.
Oh, mm. I know a couple people that have had their dogs sprayed by skunks, and yeah. It's just a pain ass.
Mm-hmm. Happened to my parents as well. Someone said, when I first got my kitten, I switched his litter box location, and he didn't like it very much. In bed, I kept smelling poop. Then I found out he had pooped in my bed, and I had rolled in it.
Oh,
that's a cat sending you a very clear message. Yeah. Stop effing with my box.
Listen,
bitch.
My bathroom stays where the bathroom is. Little bitties, she's never done anything like that. She's real cool.
Well, this is the thing, because cats know what they're doing when it comes to that stuff. Yeah. If they've pooped on you, that is a cat message. It's a cat message. Every other day for their entirety of their life, they've pooped in that box.
The one
except
time,
that time
Jameson pooped in our house on purpose. We got back. We were away for 2 weeks, and we came back home. And he was with my parents, but he was obviously not happy that we left for that long. Yeah. And as soon as we got home, he was all happy to see us, and then he left us. We're like, where'd he go? He went upstairs and pooped in the bedroom.
I've got something for you guys. I'm glad you're back.
Just admit it.
Oh, yeah. You want to come back now to bed?
Yeah.
Nice to see you after 2 weeks.
The funny thing is, I don't understand things because I'm a tiny dog. I thought you guys were dead.
Yeah.
And my whole life had changed. So I got something upstairs for you.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me know what's up.
Oh, you're back from the dead.
You left me with a couple of old people.
I hope you had fun.
Vacation, all I ever wanted. Vacation.
Hey, Daddy Dave, I bet you can't wait to put your head on your pillow. Well, I put a little surprise on it for you.
Yeah.
Totally, he ran up the stairs. We're like, where'd he go? And I was taking the luggage up, and I'm like, Jameson! And he looked at me and then ran.
When I moved little bitties to the new place, like, she was pissed for, like, a little while. And she has this little, like, teddy bear that's, like, her best friend, really.
Yeah.
And she just grabs it. Whenever she's pissed at me, she grabs bear, is what I call it. And I'm like, she's like, I'm just taking bear. I'm moving behind the bed. I don't want to see you. She's just like, yeah. So I'll be like, Betty's, are you okay? She's like, yeah. Like, it starts like hissing at me and stuff. And then she's like, just got bear. She's like, just me and you, bear, this fat bastard. And all
took us somewhere new.
Just can't get it together. It's always just us at the end of everything.
Oh, that's so funny.
This Connecticut boy woke up to a skunk in his bed. What is the stinkiest thing you found in your bed? Ryan from Boston, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
We're good, man. What was it for you?
So back in the college days, we used to pound Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah.
Mad Dog.
Who didn't?
Yep. Yeah.
Went home with a lady friend and woke up to what I would consider the apocalypse in my bed.
What was the apocalypse?
It was everywhere poop.
That dirty bitch pooped everywhere?
Oh, everywhere. I woke up, I was dry heaving. It was the worst smell. My roommate had left and went and slept in the lobby.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
So he already knew that she had pooped everywhere just let you sleep in it.
Oh, yeah, it was a mess. The kid I was living with at the time, my dorm guy, he was like, I'm out of here. Went and slept in the couch in the lobby.
Ryan, what do you say to the lady who has pooped all over your bed?
She was not happy, embarrassed. She pooped the bed. I mean, there's nothing to say about it.
Okay, was she an 8? Was she a 7? Was she a 9?
Oh, yeah. she was an 8, but she went down to about a 5.
Oh, yeah. Well,
she goes, yeah, take yeah. you down yeah, for
one.
Sure.
You went down to a 1 when you pooped
yeah,
my bed.
Yeah, it's tough when you
Cindy
poop
Crawford
all.
Poops yeah, in my bed. She's a 1.
Yeah. I don't know. I clean.
All right, Ryan. Thanks for calling in, man.
Don't
you have
worry
a good
your pretty little face.
Yeah, you're all right. Everybody poops the bed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Max calling us from Florida. Hey, Max, good morning.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're good. So this Connecticut guy woke up to a skunk in his bed. What's the stinkiest thing you've woken up to?
So when I'm currently living in Florida. When I was down here back in 03, I was dating a girl. You know, met at a bar and everything, and we went back and, you know, did the deed. Woke up at like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning to go to the bathroom, smelled crap. And I pulled the sheets back. She didn't do it wet. It was a solid log. She pushed down the bed. I had a streak on my bed sheets.
Ooh. Oh! She just kicked it down the bed?
She pushed it down the bed.
Oh, what kind of cretin did you sleep with?
Like a Yule log.
it was that log. What was worse was I had my roommate, because I just moved down here, and so I knocked on his door. I said, hey, Matt, give me a hand. We ended up wrapping her in the bed sheets. And I was on the first floor of my apartment complex.
You throw her out
so
the window.
I just wrapped her up. Oh, I just put her on the bench, wrapped up outside with all of her stuff. Oh,
see, I would take her, I'd wrap her in her turd up, and I'd throw her out the window.
Oh, yeah, no, you can't do that.
That's what I did. I wrapped her up in her Yule log poop. And everything.
Yeah.
Put her out there, and that was it. I stayed away from the bar that I went to that night because I didn't want to ever see her again.
Oh, my boy. God.
Boy, oh, boy.
She poops a whole turd in her sleep and just kicks it to the end of the bed.
That's like the last kind of girl you want to hook up with.
Yeah.
One that'll take a full turd.
Just give it a kick.
You know? I mean, oh.
Jesus.
I want you, even at your drunkest,
have it together.
To have it together.
That's what I don't understand. I'm about as, I'm a giant fat man, and I've been as drunk as a person can be.
Yeah.
Never once come close to poop in my bed.
Someone said, bitch pepper sprayed my bed when I was sleeping. Took forever to get out and had problems breathing the whole time.
Well, sure, yeah. Pepper spray.
Oh, this guy reverse pooped. My buddy pooped in a one-night stand's bed. She was still passed out. Left her a note saying, you pooped, I left. She still thinks she pooped the bed because he wiped it over her, so she thought it was her.
What a diabolical.
That's diabolical to pick up some and mark her territory.
Wow.
You'd have to get it in there, you know?
That's really the only way to handle that if you can.
Brittany from
you do whatever you
Brockton, Massachusetts. Brittany, stinkiest thing you woke up to?
So I woke up to a smell one morning, opened my eyes, and I had my boyfriend's butt in my face, and he had just farted in my face.
On purpose?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Probably not on purpose. He was passed out. Sleeping.
Oh, okay.
How do you wake up face to ass?
That's a lot of moving.
That's what I'm still trying to figure out.
Yeah, you guys twist stuff up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Chuck, everyone should know, never lie face to ass with Chuck.
You should never. Don't use my butt as a pillow.
No.
Take your life in your hands.
At least he didn't do it on purpose, though.
Yeah, no, I thought he did the classic, just like...
He was an a-hole.
Tap you on the shoulder. Yeah,
wake up.
Eggs and bacon.
Dave from Flint. Hi, Dave. Good morning.
How's she going,
eh? How's she going, eh? Stinkiest thing you've woken up to?
One time, me and my cousin took a bunch of NyQuil and ended up passing out pretty early. Well, when we woke up in the morning, he was like, dude, I had this craziest dream. I got up and I went and I ended up falling back down and then he said, I looked at him and was like, whoa, why are you talking so funny? And I lifted off the blankets to get up and he puked all over me. Dude, it smelled like NyQuil and feet.
Feet. Oh, God.
God damn. I've never heard a combo
have
like that.
Have you ever had another human puke on you?
No, because I would puke myself.
My kids have puked on me. Well, one of them has. And when I worked at the theme park, I had kids puke on me all the time. But I've never had another human puke on me, thankfully.
Oh.
Like full-on puke on me? No.
No, like, if I've seen people throw up, and I can barely look at it. Like, I can barely look at that.
If I puked, like, if I just got sick and puked on this table right now.
I couldn't. I would throw up.
I'd run right out of here.
Yeah, you'd puke.
Yeah, I'm not good. I'm not good in a pinch like that.
No, I can't. I mean, that's not my forte. Blood I can handle. You could cut yourself all up, and I'd be like, I'm here to stitch you up.
Yeah.
You know, but if you puke, I'm like, I'm going to have to
get
out of here.
Kind of freaks me out, too, but I wouldn't run out like I would puke.
Blood doesn't bug me.
Someone said, me and my girl got busy, and I left the condom under the bed, forgot about it for months. It totally reeked.
Oh, well, come on. I mean, there's just stuff dying in there.
Yeah. Universes.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's up next from Boston. Hi, Bob. Hi, how are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
We're good, man. Stinkiest thing you woke up to?
Yeah, so technically wasn't in the bed, but it was under the bed. And that was a about 2-week-old lake perch on a plate that had been sitting under my bed from a roommate.
Oh, my God.
2-week-old fish? Why?
Yeah, so the quick story is that basically in the back of our freezer was some old fish, so we thought it'd be funny to put it under another roommate's bed. This is about mid-August. So this thing had been sitting under this other guy's bed for about 2 weeks. He had been complaining his room smelled like a hamster cage.
Oh.
We could barely keep it together. And one night we go out to the bar, and we had a feeling he had cleaned his room and found the fish, and I knew he'd peg it on me just because of our relationship.
Yeah.
I'd come back from the bar after a few adult beverages, and I found the fish. It was pretty obvious. So at about 3 a.m, I took this plate of fish, went up to his room, and smashed it against the outside of his door, plate and all. Mm. Now, the door wasn't completely closed, so the door flew open, and now there was chunks of lake perch, broken plate, and about 3 other roommates woke up to this clatter and just became this mess in the hallway.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Oh, my.
Old fish under my bed?
Let's just all agree. We'll never have a fish fight.
No fish fight.
Okay, we're all in.
Okay. Yes. We'll never have a fish
no
fight.
No fish fights in here.
Yep.
8/8/2017, the Great Fish Pact.
We're all in.
Austin from Oxford, what's the stinkiest thing you've woken up to?
The grossest thing ever, man. So it was me and my current girlfriend now. We had a night drinking, and we ate a bunch of corn dogs.
Oh, boy.
And we went back to her place, and she ate 3 of them.
She ate 3 corn dogs. Now there's a lady. What happens next?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, and we drank quite a bit, and we kind of just passed out, and I woke up. We both woke up at the same time, and we both kind of looked at each other. And I almost about puked myself, man. I'm telling you, it was like the puke monster. She had puke all over the pillow.
Oh.
And my little head, where my head was, had nothing on it. And it was the craziest thing. I puked. I went to the bathroom and puked because it was so bad.
My lady's puking corn dogs all over herself.
God. Listen, how do you?
Oh, my God.
But it was just funny how the head, I didn't have anything on me, and she was covered in it.
Yeah,
it was so lucky.
You're so lucky. I'll be honest. If right now I took 3 corn dogs and just sucked them back, no booze involved, you give me about 10 minutes, I bet I puke.
Oh, I hate a corn dog.
I bet I'd puke 3 corn dogs in me. I've got like a 2 hot dog max.
Yeah.
You know?
I can only eat really good hot dogs when they're on a grill.
I've had one amazing corn dog in my whole life.
I've never had one fresh dipped,
like made right in front of me. Corn dog. It was incredible.
Yeah.
I've never had a good one.
I just remember they were always on the menu when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I remember being a kid and be like, what? It's not of God.
Just reminds me of a carnival.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many other things I'm going to eat first.
Mm. Before a corn dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm out of the corn dog game, but I did have one.
You had one real good one.
I had one really good one that I thought, okay, this could be great, but I haven't had a good one since then. Listen to this one, which is absolutely crazy. Had a bunk bed growing up. My room started to smell like death, and after some searching, I found a rabbit's brain and legs wrapped in my sheets, all bloody like the Godfather scene.
Hope you learn your lesson.
My cat somehow brought it into the house without anyone noticing.
Oh my God, they'll do that.
And buried it in my bed.
Yeah.
I left you a little gift.
Sounds like my old cat.
Yeah, like Lisa's. Yeah, Don Perlione.
He would have done something like that.
Yeah, Don Perlione would bring Lisa. I brought you something. Token of my gratitude for all the treats. It's a dead rabbit.
Oh.
It's his brain. Jesus. It's legs. The rest I ate. But I bring you this.
Yeah.
Because didn't you bring stuff right to the door, right?
Yeah.
All the time. He was a killer.
Mass killer.
Yeah, he was a mass killer.
he really was the most
vicious killing. Don Perlione was a killing machine.
You're going to be excited when I bring you something today. It's got a gift for you like nothing you've ever seen.
Lise. I know you don't like all those raccoons out there. I killed 6 of them.
But he never put it in my bed, thank God.
Oh, thank God.
That's stepping it up.
That would be the worst thing. Oh, yeah.
They say the brain is the nicest part.
Yeah. I know you hate squirrels, Lise. I do. I know you do. So, in your honor, I killed 4 of them. I brought them back for you, little tails.
It was hard not to eat the brain. I hope you can appreciate that. That is delicious. Delicious brain meat.
It's true. Boy, I wanted to eat that old squirrel. But here you go.
The most tender parts, the legs and the brain.
For you.
A few more quick calls here. The question is, what's the stinkiest thing you've woken up to after the story of this Connecticut boy that woke up to a skunk in his bed? Tony from Canton. Hi, Tony. Good morning.
Hey, how's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? What was it for you, man?
So my wife and I, we have a cottage. Her family has a cottage out in the Michigan area. And she had some of her friends over, and I was over there. And we all stayed the night. And the next morning, one of her friends... She burps and farts, you know, just very ladylike.
Yeah, yeah.
And she crawled into the bed, nothing weird, of course, nothing weird. Okay. But
yeah.
She then turns 90 degrees, puts her butt towards me, and completely rips a fart right in my face.
Oh, my God. Goodness. Your wife's friend's a whore. Yeah. Why would she do that?
I have no idea. It's a reputation. She had to hold it, I guess.
Yeah. I cannot stand dirty bitches like that.
I can't either. Wow.
I don't understand it at all. You are not a lady, madam. Get out of here, you filthy bitch. Women don't fart in your face. That's not fun.
I just pictured Dave reacting to something like that.
Well, Dave's been in beds with so many women, and none of them have ever farted on.
I'm just saying, what a disgusting thing to do!
Oh, it really is.
It is. Hard to be friends with her, I would think.
Yeah, what a whore!
Yeah, Dave doesn't pull any punches.
Your wife's friend is a whore. Well, she is. Come on, she's a filthy whore.
She's 1 million sluts.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
Oh.
Lady, you're disgusting.
Number
if you're
one,
listening.
Get out of my bed. Number two, you're going to fart in my bed. You're going to climb in because it's like comfortable.
Yeah. It's disturbing.
You know?
It's disturbing behavior.
Darlene, one more call here from Darlene. Hi, Darlene. How are you?
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? We're talking about the stinkiest thing you've woken up to.
Well, I didn't really wake up to it, and it wasn't my bed. I'm a paramedic, and, I had a patient in his own bed, and we put him in the back of the ambulance, and he started throwing up. But what he had a bowel obstruction, and what he was throwing up was poop.
No! No! I'm throwing up my own poop!
Ah, I wouldn't be able to keep it together.
Oh, my God, I keep puking because I keep realizing I'm puking my own poop!
Oh. What if it tasted better coming up?
James, impossible.
Darlene, what do you do when someone's puking up poop?
You just kill yourself.
I make my basic partner take the call, and I go up front and drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy hell in a handbasket.
I didn't even know you could puke up poop.
No, just when you think all the human nightmares that your body's capable of.
Yeah.
It's combining the two worst things.
Oh. So like when you convulse, it kind of squeezes it back and shoots it up.
Well, his bowel was obstructed.
Yeah.
It just backed up.
Obstructed.
It had to come out somewhere, right?
Oh, I'll put a I don't know what I'll do, but...
Dude, if I was throwing up my own poop, I'd be like, Kobe! Kobe, show me right in the brain! I'm turning!
We've got to kill him, it's a zombie!
Oh, that's the worst day of your life. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
An 18-year-old guy did something really dumb to impress his girlfriend. It was illegal. If you missed it, I'll fill you in just a second. But we want to know from you on the lines for the next little bit. What illegal thing have you done to get laid? Now, I assume this is, going to be mainly guys calling in. But ladies, if you've done something illegal to get laid.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing.
Feel That's free
amazing.
To be a part of it as well. We'd love a different perspective on it. 1-855-954-6969. That's the number to reach us. 1-855-954-6969. What illegal thing have you done to get laid? You can also text us at 46969. The story is about a guy from Florida, 18-year-old dude from Bellevue, Florida, named Isael Lima. And over the weekend, he broke into his uncle's house. His uncle's a cop. He stole his uncle's police uniform and his police cruiser.
Wow. Wow.
He took it out for a ride. He picked up his buddies. He pulled a car over and even responded to a call to break up a fight outside a store. All of this was to impress his girlfriend and get laid. All of it.
He already had a girlfriend and did this?
Yes, he already had her, but he wanted to impress her.
Oh my God, that's dumb.
He's foolish.
He was busted when his uncle got home and he noticed his house had been broken into. He was arrested on 8 different charges, so his uncle didn't cut him a break.
No.
But Lisa, when we first heard this story, Lisa admitted she totally would have fallen for that guy.
Wow.
He's so dangerous.
Wow. My God, he's a cop.
Just her type.
He's an 18-year-old cop.
Yeah, that's when hot. I was younger, I said that would have been like, oh, you're going to jail. Oh, great.
Yeah, it's hot until he's crying with snot bubbles in his nose going to jail.
Right.
Oh, and in his mugshot, he was crying, too. It's clear to see that he had been weeping.
Oh.
Weeping. It's great. Aww.
Yeah, he had been weeping.
I guess to me... if I already had a girlfriend, I'd be like, well, why do I have to do that? If I was single, I'd be like, well, I could pretend to be a cop for a little bit.
And that would pull over
like a group of chicks, you know, do that whole game. But
you've already got her. So why would you need?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Just he wants to be bad boy, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is crazy.
Chicks love that.
The work's done. He's got the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Unless he told her he was a cop.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, if you're someone's girlfriend, it's pretty tough to...
act like you're a cop.
Yeah.
He may have, though.
He may have.
We've heard of it before.
I also think, though, some girls, you just always have to do stuff to keep them.
Yeah.
They're just looking for a reason to leave.
Yeah.
They want to leave. And if you're not cool enough all the time and pushing the limit and doing whatever, they move on. You know, so maybe this guy was just like, listen, I've got to do something else. I've jumped out of an airplane. I've ziplined. I've did all this stuff. I guess I'm going to steal a cop car tonight.
Yeah, that's the last one on the list.
What is the illegal thing you've done to get laid? Again, ladies, if you have a story, if you've done something illegal to have sex, please share it. 1-855-954-6969. Robert from Dearborn Heights is going to start us off on the Dave and Chuck lines. Hey, Robert, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So what's your story, man?
Well, years ago, I smuggled a woman across the border of Tijuana, Mexico, into California to get laid.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness gracious.
You want to know the best part?
What?
I'm married to her now.
I figured,
Wow,
well,
see, that worked.
So you met this girl over there. You're like, you're coming back with me.
Yep.
And then, it worked out.
I actually met her in Acapulco.
Oh, okay.
Went up through Tijuana. Yeah.
So how did you get her across the border?
Well, I rented a car, but I figured if I rented a nice car, I'd look less conspicuous, so I rented a Jaguar.
Oh, wow. And they just left you alone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told her pretty up nice, and I told her just, you know, when they ask you citizenship, just say U.S., you know? It sounded kind of funny, though, because she didn't speak English, so when they asked her citizenship, she said U.S., and I said U.S., and she didn't say U.S.,
But it worked. Because, I mean, in those days, crossing the border.
So she was just in the passenger seat.
Paperwork.
Wow.
Yeah, you didn't even smuggle her.
I mean, you're talking like about 20 years ago.
Yeah. No, yeah. I remember crossing the border without any ID on me at all.
Yeah,
we used to be able to do that.
I remember that, too. Yep. It was pretty lax.
They would literally just take your word for it.
Yeah.
I mean, they could request it, but...
Yeah, sometimes they'd be like, well, can I see your license or whatever? Mm-hmm. Like, that was going to tell them something, but...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What country are you from?
At your ace.
At your ace. At your United States.
It would have been a giveaway.
Yeah.
When you're coming back from Mexico.
Estados Unidos.
What?
Estados Unidos.
Go on. Get out of here.
That's definitely,
you
though, an illegal thing he did to get laid.
Yeah.
Smuggled someone across the border, but it worked out for him, and they're still together. Mike, good morning. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. What illegal thing have you done to get laid?
Good morning. This is like 25 years ago. We were, this girl, we were being pretty hot and heavy on the dance floor, and then we had separate cars. She went one way. I had to drop somebody off, and she said she'd leave her door open. I go up there. The door was locked. She was passed out, so I put my elbow through the glass pane, opened the door, went in, woke her up, and proceeded.
Proceeded.
Yeah, I'm trying to be polite here.
Yeah.
So no. You broke into her
broke
house.
Broke in.
Basically broke into her house to get it.
Yeah.
And then came back later that day and fixed her window.
Oh, you got to do that.
Yeah,
oh,
you got to fix
it.
Nice
as long as you fix
See,
it.
See, I'm not capable of fixing the window.
No.
I'll be like, you sure you want me to break in? Because I cannot repair anything. Also, my beard hangs out of my ski mask. So
he tells me.
You know it's me.
Text messages coming in here. You can reach out on the phones too. 1-855-954-6969. We're looking for the illegal thing you've done to get laid. You can be anonymous if you must. Someone said, when I was younger, I regularly gave girls weed and other drugs for BJs.
Wow. I mean,
I probably got them from at least 25 different people.
Hmm. Wow. That's just so crazy.
Drugs.
Well, BJ's for drugs.
I mean,
but weed?
It was a way to like.
That's a dirty. That's a. That's
if
a dirty
you had no
girl.
Other way to get weed back then.
I mean, we would get chicks weed just to meet them or just to seem, I guess, cool. But I mean, it never like translated into instant banging anybody.
People
or
always just share their weed, though.
No, and I feel like a girl that's blowing somebody for weed. That's like, who are?
Oh yeah,
the long ages.
Well, to me,
pay attention to the words he uses. 25 people. So I don't think it was all chicks.
Oh my goodness!
That changes things.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh. Wow.
But I mean, like, how much weed? Like, do you know, like.
I mean, on your most desperate day, Andy.
I'm not going to blow anybody for weed.
Right.
No, that's crazy. I mean,
how desperate could you be for
How
weed?
Much weed would you give for one of those, though?
I mean, like, James, on your most desperate day?
Yes, Dave. Yes, Dave.
On your most desperate day.
I'm not answering that on the air, Dave.
So that's
okay,
a yes.
Okay, okay, let's just say, okay, you're a single drug dealer guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And someone who's attractive offers the service. How much weed do they get? Because you know, we've talked about it. When you get it yourself or you grow it yourself, it's kind of like...
Whatever.
You know?
Yeah, I bet they get maybe a quarter. If I were to put a price on a beeger.
Yeah, I'm
weed,
trying to...
I would say a quarter
and
ounce.
And so if I was going to come in later and to buy it, how much would I pay for it?
$40.
See, that seems like you should get more weed.
You're going to be giving them enough to run out where they have to come back. Is what I think.
Yeah.
You're giving them enough to where they're going to run out in a few days to where they're going to come back and they're going to
get another one.
Yeah.
So the question is, what illegal thing have you done to get laid? Tyler is with us next on the Dave and Chuck Lines. Hi, Tyler. Good morning.
Well, I'm not blowing you guys.
Okay. Hi, how you doing?
It's not enough weed for me.
We're doing okay, man. What's your comment?
Well, God damn it.
I actually used to work at a casino in Las Vegas, and I actually stole about $4,000 from them to impress my now ex-wife, or to impress her.
Jesus.
Did they catch you? Did they catch you instantly?
No, they. I actually now live in Michigan, and they never caught me.
You're a lucky man.
Yeah, because everything is on
God,
camera.
God, it seems so crazy. So crazy hard to steal from a casino. But you did it because your lady needed. You just needed more money.
No, I just did it because I wanted to see if I could get caught. Honestly.
Yeah. So he had one of those chicks. He was like, he's always had to do something to impress her. Like, you know, these, like, they're, I remember being friends with guys who had girlfriends like this, and they would want them to fight all the time.
Yeah.
Like, they always wanted them to be in a fight all the time.
Listen to this one. I used to run 60 keys of coke out of the state every month, every other month, in order to bang the dealer she was to die for. But now she's in jail for 16 years.
Yeah,
that's usually what happens.
Yeah. I think that the
in jail.
Biggest drug for beegers is blow.
Is cocaine?
Cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're super addicted to it.
Yeah.
That's why. Like, the addiction is what makes you do the, you know.
Met a smoking hot chick in Vegas who said she would only have sex if we got married. So being in Vegas, we got a quickie wedding. And we celebrated with an awesome night of sex.
Jesus, that's so stupid.
Even though I was already married at the time.
Oh, double marriage.
Illegal.
So you weren't really married.
So he didn't really get married, because you can only get married that one time.
They just do like this little ceremony thing. They didn't really have a license or whatever.
Nothing.
They just went through
that. Well, he probably filled it all out, but then afterwards.
What the hell kind of people are these?
I don't know.
Can you imagine, Andy, someone says to you, I'll only have sex with you if we get married?
I'd quickly ask one of you guys to act like a priest.
We're gathering here today.
This is Father Chuck. He's going to be doing our ceremony.
Hi.
Or go with the real minister. I'm ordained.
Yeah, that's
true. Oh, yeah, but then, he doesn't want that. It counts.
He doesn't want
that.
I don't want it to count. He wants a fake one.
Yeah. James will actually, by mistake, really marry you.
Ha ha ha, Andy. I gotcha.
Damn it, no!
Yes, it's true. I was here. I was a witness.
Jason said, Rabbi Jason, the Jew to the rescue.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Even better.
This person said, me and my boyfriend banged in a guard tower on an empty, foggy beach because we had nowhere else to go. And we got caught by a park ranger mid-bang. Luckily, the creep let us go because he had watched us for an unspecified amount of time before
that. I've been watching you for quite some time. Time to break it up.
The guard tower guy.
Did you let him finish?
I don't know.
I mean, I kind of, for his sake, I hope. I mean, imagine you kick the door in, like, right about, like, oh, no!
I didn't. I can't say what I was going to say.
Chris, what illegal thing have you done to get laid? Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Yeah. Fit yourself?
Okay, thanks. What's your comment?
It was about 20 years ago. There was this dealer in Detroit, this woman, and she offered me a week's worth of partying and herself if I go across Canada and pick up 20 kilos of cocaine.
Whoa.
And did you do her?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I did it, and we partied for a week straight.
How crazy nervous were you crossing the border?
I was pretty much scared to death because prison, I'd rather be dead than be in a cage. But we stuffed it up underneath the dashboard and asked me what I was doing. I came to the casino, and they said, you have anything to declare? I was like, nope. And I came back across.
Man, oh, man. I mean, they can sense that. Obviously, the really good border guards, they can sense when someone's off, right?
Yeah, they sense that I'm off every time I go. And I'm like, I'm not off! You just look off.
Stop it.
Like, but where's the cocaine, you son of a bitch?
Shaky, nervous, won't make eye contact. You know, dead giveaways that something's going on.
I just know myself. So if I found myself in my younger days hooked up with some kind of drug dealer who was like, go get me some stuff and bring it over, that would be the day that I pull up and there's dogs there.
Of course. Chuck luck.
Mm-hmm. Chuck luck. Totally. Yeah. But, you guys, I don't know. There's never been a vagina
that would been able to do that.
That would make me say, oh, yeah, I'm going to, you know, smuggle drugs across an international border for you. I've never wanted to get laid that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you on that. That's just, prison's stupid. Not worth it.
No.
No, I think that guy was also into the weak party. He got to party for a week.
Right. It was the combo of the bits and the coke. The question for you now on the Dave and Chuck lines is, what illegal thing have you done to get laid? 1-855-954-6969 is the number to reach us. Some more texts coming in as well. I was into this guy who was much older, and he was dating another woman who I worked with. Well, one night I overheard her talking about how they were going to go get married downtown. So I slashed her tires. We had sex later that night. We've been together ever since. # real story.
Huh. That's a ride or die bitch.
Yeah. Like proactive ride or die bitch.
Oh, you want to get married tonight?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
No.
So it's crazy, though, that it went from they were going to go get married to somehow
she turned it into sex that night.
To have sex with him that night.
The guy was not as into the girl as the girl thought.
Yeah.
Who thought they were going to get married.
This one's nuts. Robbed a gas station to get laid. She worked the counter and set everything up.
Mm-hmm.
I went in and committed the robbery. Once I was released on bail 2 months later, I did finally get laid.
So he took the fall, like
he
on
took
purpose?
The fall. I don't know, on purpose or that it was found out. I assume the plan was you fake rob me, we split the money.
Exactly.
But they figured out who it was and they got him. Mustn't have tied her to it.
Mm.
And he took the fall that way, didn't sell her out.
Wow.
Generally, that ends with he never sees her again.
Yeah, of course.
It's crazy to me, women masterminds of crime.
They're out there, man.
It's nuts.
They're out there.
All you gotta do is just simply rob this place.
This would never,
just
ever
kill
even
my boyfriend for me. Just kill my boyfriend
just,
for
I
me.
Mean, honestly.
Just kill my boyfriend for me.
Don't, I mean, that's happened a lot. Yeah. Just kill him. Be easier if he was dead.
There's a bunch of beejers waiting for you outside.
Yeah.
It's called Blotions 11.
This one came in through text as well. Had sex in a graveyard after hours because that's where she wanted to do it.
Wow.
I mean, I know it's illegal, but I mean, that's
on itchy. The list of things. Yeah. International drug smuggling.
Yeah.
And having sex in a graveyard.
Yeah. Sex.
Really small potatoes.
Yeah. But the ghosts were like, oh, this is different.
Yeah. It's like, this is the most action we've seen.
Oh, you remember that?
Wow. Looks like it feels as good as it did when I was alive in 1822. Let's go scare them.
The most action they've had there in quite a while. Someone said climbed to the top of the abandoned train station in Detroit just to impress a girl to get laid. I did get caught, though, by Border Patrol coming out.
Oh, man.
Border Patrol?
Yeah, they're always cruising in their trucks around there. Mm-hmm. They just drive around.
Looking for trouble.
Look for stuff, you know?
This guy said, I would always do the drug trade for girls. Cocaine is amazing, he said, when banging sluts. I was a small-time dealer, and I would get at least 10 BJs a week from girls just for a line or two.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I loved cocaine.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta, I think if you're gonna date a chick, you need to find out if they do coke.
Yeah.
Or if they've done coke.
Or a guy.
That's a good question.
Or a guy.
Yeah.
Or a guy. You ever been into coke? Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little.
Okay, see you later.
So 100,000 beaches.
Yep, see ya.
You would assume, right?
Yeah.
I do, because how'd you get into it? Who got it for you? What was the deal there? A lot in my mind. There'd be a lot in my mind.
Another one said, I tipped over a porta potty with a girl's boyfriend in it to get laid. She wanted to break up with him and was pissed, so why not?
Just break up with me. Don't tip a porta potty over on me, for God's sakes, you whore.
Yeah.
Oh, you can do that. Just break up with me. I mean, I don't care. Just break up with me.
Yeah. It's better than being covered in all kinds of feces.
No, I'll take the feces as long as I'm free.
Yeah.
This one had sex on a golf course at 3 in the morning because that's where she wanted to do it. Chances are you're not going to get caught at 3 in the morning.
No.
Another one said, boyfriend used to work for a school district. We broke into an elementary school and had sex in the upper level of the gym.
Nah.
Jesus.
This one, drove without a license to lose my virginity. 10 out of 10 would do it again.
That is so
losing
many
things. Losing your virginity, that outranks a lot of things.
I don't even know if he drove the car. You know what I mean? Like, his donger was probably like,
I got it from here.
Well, yeah.
I'm driving.
His dong probably, like, knocked him out.
Yeah.
Drug him.
Let's go.
And did it.
Come on, body.
Losing your virginity takes it to a different level. I think you would consider things you had never considered before. Like, I might rethink the international drug smuggling if it was losing your virginity.
Yeah, all of this stuff, like all of these things, like everything that Dave has been like, I wouldn't sneak drugs, I wouldn't do whatever. I want to know, like, Dave with a 2-year dry spell.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, Dave dry spell.
It does change things.
Yeah.
Or if I was, you know, a 36-year-old virgin.
Oh, man.
That's it. Like, Virgin Andy would have died, stolen a train, whatever you got. Whatever you lady,
did you guys hear? Andy stole a train last night.
Hey, he lost his virginity finally.
I'd blow up the moon.
This chick wanted a train. Not that kind of train. Like an actual
single-handedly took over a drug operation in Colombia.
Steve, the Dash question training. Is, what illegal thing have you done to get laid? Hi, Steve.
Hello. Well, I was with my ex at the Renaissance Center. They have a movie theater in there, and she wanted to have sex in the bathroom, and I was kind of against it, but she convinced me. So we, you know, got in the stall, and she was on top of the toilet, and we were midway, and then some guy came in and proceeded to take like a 15-minute poop.
My goodness.
That's why bathrooms aren't ideal.
Yeah.
So what do you guys do when these guys rip an ass beside you?
Well, we're frozen in time, so I'm literally there, like, I'm against her. We're still, like, both half-naked, pants down. We don't want to move. We don't want to jingle because our belts are there. So we're just waiting for this guy to finish pooping, and it was gnarly, gnarly. But when we left, we finished.
Oh, so you did. Yeah, that's
kudos to her.
Because
you think that would shut it down.
Yeah, woo. I mean, the smell.
Yeah.
The sounds of someone releasing like that, I could not.
Little did he know that there's a couple banging beside
In the room.
Yeah, he didn't know.
He had no idea there was
if
a woman.
If he's letting
in the
loose
room.
Like that.
Oh,
man, the sounds of other people pooping are disturbing to
me.
Yeah,
but when you just let loose.
Sexy time.
Like, he knew there was someone there. You know, the guy's legs are down there. He didn't care. Some of those guys are just like that, just blowing.
Well, sure, the person in the stall next to me has 4 legs.
Could have had intestinal distress, too. You never know.
Yeah,
anonymous woman, good morning. We're talking about the illegal thing you've done to get laid. You had a story.
Yeah, so my ex at the time was in the Navy, and he was in full uniform, like, working underneath the ship, like, as a machinist, and his co-worker left the room, and we did it right then and there.
How did you get in there without anyone knowing?
Well, they knew I was there, but I was just visiting him for lunch, so...
Oh, I'm sure you ate something.
No.
Thanks for calling in.
Wow.
Have a good day. Tim from Boston, tell us about the illegal thing you've done to get laid.
So me and this girl broke into an abandoned insane asylum that's the most place in Rhode Island.
Jesus, Lord.
We got chased around the place by the cops, and then when we got back to campus, because this was in college, we ended up having sex.
Oh, okay, that's more sense. I thought you broke in there to have sex, and I thought, that's nuts.
He just got her engine revving.
Like, you just
revving.
Got it fired up by committing that illegal act.
Yeah.
She liked the thrill.
Yeah, that would have been crazy.
Yeah. All right, man. That makes more sense for sure. She was just turned on by the fact that you were able to do something illegal for her with her.
Yep.
This one, when I was young...
friend and I used to steal his dad's truck, get someone to buy us beer, then pick up our girlfriends and go drink and bang them in a field. It's a beautiful tale.
Tale of love.
Field.
Tale of love.
And one more here. My grandfather kidnapped my now grandmother from her wedding. They went and got married so he could have her first. She didn't really like the other guy anyways. But grandpa kidnapped grandma from her other wedding.
You ever see
coming
that
with me?
You ever see the country where that's how they do it?
They steal the bride?
Yeah. And it's like set up sometimes, but sometimes it's not. Like most of the time it's set up where it's like, all right, I'm going to marry Lisa. You guys know, everyone knows, her family knows. I bust in at some point. I grab her. Me and my buddies grab her and throw her in the car and I take her and then we get married.
That's crazy.
No, yeah, this is crazy. This is legitimate.
I don't understand.
There's a country that they do this, but every once in a while it's not. But the thing is, once someone successfully kidnaps you,
you're theirs.
You're theirs.
That's an effed up way to live.
Yeah, that is.
It's kind of scary. It's a lot of anxiety and
yeah, it's like
usually like a wedding day, be like what?
A woman's usually pretty happy with a wedding coming up, but it's like my wedding's coming up.
I'm telling you. And like they interviewed them, and they were like, "Well, you know, I was terrified at first, but I know he loves me because he kidnapped me." Weird.
That is nuts.
Oh, this one final one here. Snuck out of the house on a tether so I could help this girl sneak out of her window so she could come have sex with me in my backyard at 2 a.m. She was a bigger girl. And we did this on the regular.
Oh,
you're going to need a bigger ladder, fella.
He had to help
you
her
got
out.
Something, yeah. You got like a wench or like you got come anything? On. Like hey, a pulley
listen,
system, maybe.
When I pull.
Yeah.
Try and wiggle out of that window.
I'm trying. I told you. God damn
three,
it, I'm stuck.
Two.
All right.
One.
Be gentle. Oh, can you breathe? Let me get off you here.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.